Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero? Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Ignited Recovery Secrets Podcast. I'm Adi Jaffe. So happy to be here with you today. And I'm coming to you from California, which means I may just be California sober. Demi Lovato, about a week and a half, maybe even almost 2 weeks ago, freaked out the entire recovery world by using this California sober term. People were so freaked out by it, I was getting texts and emails asking me if I work with Demi because they know I'm about that non-abstinence life, or at least recovery not being all about abstinence. And so when she mentioned that, they immediately thought maybe she works with me. She doesn't, and even if she did, I couldn't tell you, so it doesn't really matter. But everybody was freaking out. People were putting out video posts about how crazy she is and she's going to kill people and how irresponsible it is and how that's not recovery and just fucking losing their shit over this. And so I thought I'm going to throw my hat in that ring, if that's cool with you guys. And I want to start out by something simple, and we got to point this out for everybody who's losing their shit over this. We don't even know what she means by it. You have no idea what Demi means by California sober. I was a meth addict. I was using meth all day, every day. I drink socially now. I've done MDMA a handful of times. I've even done mushrooms a few times. Is that California sober? I don't know, because she didn't say anything. Does she do psilocybin a few times a year? Does she microdose psilocybin, which you know is about to become an actual acknowledged treatment path for depression? Does she use ketamine? Does she do ayahuasca ceremonies 2 times a year in Peru? I don't know. And you don't know either. Does she have a drink at weddings? You don't know. Does she smoke weed? Not really clear, but yet everybody's losing their shit about it. All of them. Why is that? Why is it that a person seems like they're well-functioning, they get on a TV show, they use this term that has a word you've used before, sober, right? California, sober, and you lose your shit over whether that should qualify or not. It's fear, guys. That's why. Everybody's scared. Now, here's the crazy thing to me about it that we just have to get through our heads. Current recovery statistics are fucking terrible. We know this. The vast majority of people who need help don't even try to get it. And then the vast majority of people who try to get it don't meet what these people think sober should mean, which is being completely abstinent for the rest of their lives. If you look at all the people who need help, you're talking about single percentage points who get to that lifelong sobriety goal that everybody seems to want to reach. Single percentage points. That means there are going to be millions of people who are not getting there. And we're losing our shit over whether or not Demi Lovato is California sober and if that's okay. I don't get it. What are we freaking out about? Regardless of which one of the choices that I pointed out, if it's working for her right now, how is that different than being totally sober working for somebody else? How? Other than the fact that you're scared that it may not work for her long term. Well, guess what? Total abstinence doesn't work for people long term either, because a lot of people relapse and slip up. So maybe it's not that big a deal. So what's the fear then? Maybe the fear is that other people will hear it and they will want to be California sober too. And then what's going to happen? What are we going to do? What if all these people who struggle with addiction want to become California sober? First of all, it's not going to be the first time that a lot of people want to do the shit we do here in California. The 60s and the 70s were created out of that. The vegan revolution, the raw food revolution, health food in general, running, jogging. So much shit started here. Maybe California Sober is next up. Now, Here's a challenge that I have for all of you listening to this right now. If almost nobody who needs help for addiction right now even tries to get help, and because Demi makes this term California sober look sexy, we get millions of more people who want to figure out what California sober means so they can do it as well. You know what I see? I see millions of people who are trying to figure out how to get into recovery. What the hell is your problem with that? You should have no problem with it. Isn't our entire goal to get as many people who are interested in recovery to try it out? Isn't that the point? So you're telling me that, let's say, a person in the middle of nowhere, in Idaho, in Ohio, in Nebraska, who's addicted to opiates right now, is listening and says, man, this California sober thing seems kind of cool. Maybe she smokes weed. I'm going to try to smoke weed to stay sober. You got a problem with that? Or if they think she does ayahuasca or mushrooms or whatever the fuck they think she's doing, and they think to themselves, I want to try to do the same thing. Demi seems happy. Let me see if I can do the same thing. And they try to enter recovery because she just made them feel like it might be cool. You've got a problem with it? Why? What does it bother you? If you're sober, is she telling you that you have to stop staying sober? She's not. And if you're sober and you're really freaking out about that all the time, and Demi's little like two-word sentence made you freak out that maybe you've made the wrong choice, that's your issue. That's not her problem. What are we so scared about with the reality that there are thousands of different versions of what good recovery really looks like? On medication, off medication, using weed, not using weed, drinking periodically, not drinking at all, switching drugs, trying ketamine with naltrexone. There are thousands of different versions. That's a good thing. There are millions of different people struggling. There will be thousands of different versions of what recovery looks like. So everybody just needs to relax. Not a little bit, a lot. The entire goal of the recovery industry should be this: make it so easy for people to try to find their own version of recovery that everybody who struggles tries it. The cancer industry got it. Something like 85-90% of people who get diagnosed with cancer try a course of treatment. In diabetes, they're doing pretty damn well. 60-80% of people diagnosed with diabetes try to do some of the prescribed treatments that are prescribed to them. In addiction, it's 10%. 10, maybe 12% on any given year. Don't you see that the problem is exactly what you're doing right now? Anytime somebody doesn't toe the fucking line, you freak the fuck out. Stop it. She's not telling you to do anything. She's just telling you what is working for her. Why is that so upsetting to you? Are you just spending your entire time trying to figure out what fucking Demi Lovato is doing? Then maybe go out there and do something else instead. All I gotta say is this: Demi, congratulations. Good work on you for not being ashamed and for not letting these motherfuckers shut you down. As I said before, I'm an ex-meth addict. I drink 2 to 3 times a week. It's good. It's been going on for 18 years. It's not a problem. I know people who switch from alcohol to weed, and it's all nice. I know people who went from 60 drinks a week to 6, and it's all good. Those of you who think there's only one version of recovery, you're stupid and you're crazy. You're just blinded. You're blinded either by your own dogma or the beliefs of the people around you. I don't know what it is that's keeping you stuck there, but stop it and stop fucking up other people's lives, but pretending that they have to look like you. They don't, and they already don't look like you. So just maybe do a 5-breath meditation. Maybe go do a yoga class. Go for a jog. I don't know. Whatever it is you do now to relax, just go do some of that. Demi and everybody else who has found non-complete abstinence recovery, good on you, because abstinence is a myth anyway. Abstinence is not the fix for addiction. Never has been, never will be. And if some of you found abstinence as something that helps you in your life, that's great. That's not what fixed your addiction. And maybe nothing has fixed your addiction yet. It's all good. At Ignited, the way we focus on this is actually leaving the abstinence to the side and going and doing the deep, meaningful work that's underneath it. Unraveling the issues that made you drink too much, made you use too much drugs, made you do too much porn, whatever the hell else was going on in your life. And when you do those things, and when you rewrite this ridiculous belief about recovery, you get to actually reprogram your brain, reprogram your mind so that you can be successful in all areas of life, including in beating your addiction. I really honor and welcome and applaud everybody who speaks out against the traditional view, because there are millions of you affected by the dogma, by the chains, by the anchors that this traditional view of recovery has put most of us in for the better part of a century. So leave it behind, stop it, move forward. Congratulations, Demi, so happy you spoke up. If more of you want to do it, tag this, share this post, and tell the rest of us what your recovery looks like if it doesn't look like what everybody else thinks it has to. Thank you. Have a great weekend. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Ignited Heroes Recovery Podcast. I really hope you found the information here useful and that we'll see you back here next week. And look, I want to make sure that this podcast is the most useful it can be for you. So please let me know by emailing info@ignited.com if there are any specific topics or questions you'd like to have addressed. As usual, if you like this episode, I would love for you to leave us a 5-star review and rating. Thanks, and see you next week.